The audio you're about to hear originally aired on Canadian radio on the 25th of February, 2009. Hello, Nonna. I've been asked by Canadian radio to interview you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Can you tell me your name and a little bit about yourself?
My name is Ophelia Podolsky. I come from Italia. Now I live in England. I'm 84, going in 85.
The man interviewing his grandmother, that's Christian Payne. Christian's a big fan of Twitter. The social media tool has been growing at an exponential rate in the last few months. And when you tweet, you send out these short messages online to people who choose to follow your updates. And recently, Christian and his grandmother, well, they started this little experiment.
My grandmother is on Twitter. She's enthused and excited, and I haven't seen her that way in a very long time. Oh, there's a message here. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh!
Do you want to see his picture?
Yes.
The thing is, his grandmother doesn't use computers, so Christian does the actual typing.
Oh, where did he come from?
He's from Kentucky in America.
Oh, it's in America.
Oh. Is that disappointing?
No, no.
No. It's better. Okay. Well, we'll send him a nice message. Well, it all started during the inauguration of Obama. We were watching on telly and I had my laptop open. Occasionally my grandmother would say something that either was very true or very funny. And so I was just quoting, I guess, my grandmother on Twitter. Shortly after, people said to me, your grandmother really needs to have her own account.
Mm.
And I thought, well, that's never going to happen because she's approaching 85. How could she possibly tweet? And I thought, well, why don't we just have regular sessions? Every time I visit her, I can ask her how she's feeling, what she's doing, exactly the same as Twitter does to you, but I'll just be her fingers. What's it like talking to the people on the internet using Twitter?
I feel like hearing somebody far away. Yeah, I wish I know that people.
So it's nice talking to them, but you wish you could know them better.
Yeah, that's right.
You're not shy at all. How come?
I'm not shy.
You're not a shy person.
Well, I don't know. It just depends. Best thing to do. Let it out.
Is that why you like sometimes to answer questions on the computer? Just let it out.
Yeah.
She just finds it amazing that within this very small square piece of glass, we can have conversations with people in over 200, 300 countries maybe. I might mention where they're from and straight away she comes up with, oh, I've been to France or I used to work there. And this is when I started realising, wait a minute, there's a lot I don't know about my grandmother and it's being kind of extracted from questions that I wouldn't normally ask. But people ask you questions on the internet and you do tell them a little bit about when you were a partisan.
Oh, yes, that's yes.
And you said in one of your tweets that you used to put messages in your bicycle seat.
Ah, yes, I said I got the bike. In the seat of the bike, we put the massage inside. And one time that German stopped me, and they say, be kaput, kaput, I've been tremble ever too much. I thought they want to kill me.
I'm thinking, whoa, 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 wait, slow down, slow down. What do you mean? She said, well, by night, I used to smuggle messages in the seat of my bicycle over the mountains to the freedom fighters, the partisan. And I found out that she had a boyfriend who she said was like Che Guevara before Che Guevara was around. And I knew his name as Bruno, but she called him Max on this occasion. And I'm thinking, what do you mean, Max? You said it was Bruno. Ah, they had two names. They had fighting names and they had their real names. They only gave their real names to their lovers.
Hmm.
And your boyfriend was a partisan?
Yeah. He was killed last day of the war.
And then the story went on about how he was killed on the last day of the war and that she was going to marry him, but it's tragic and wonderful all at the same time. I feel that if I hadn't have included other people in the way that Twitter does, I wouldn't have asked the questions that were asked. I wouldn't have maybe delved quite so deeply. So there's definitely been added value. How come that suddenly, after all these years, you're being so...
Well, we never gone in that conversation.
Mm.
Because you're hearing every time the story of Grandad.
Yeah.
More than me. What's more interesting than mine?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm learning some things.
Oh, yeah.
She definitely has no idea of how interesting people find her. And people are interested in, she's saying, well, what are they interested in? You know, there's lots of old people. You go and ask any old person a story and they've got them for 80 years of their lives. Why are people interested in her? And I just think we're talking in what is normally a technological echo chamber filled with geeks and creative minds, but there seems to be a cut-off point when it comes to age because of this technological kind of gap. And we've all had grandparents. We might not have them now. A lot of people are saying, this brings back so many wonderful memories. I wish that I had recorded my grandmother. I wish I had videoed my grandmother. Well, maybe we have the tools now to kind of archive and prolong our family's lives while they're still here. I wish I did so much more with my mother.
Hmm. So when you step back and look at what's happening here, what really strikes you most about your grandmother taking such an interest in Twitter?
The fact that, although nearly 85, and we think old people are stubborn and stuck in their ways, she's still very curious, still interested in life.
Christian, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you. What should we do now?
I should go and put the kettle on, make a cup of tea.
That sounds lovely.
Oh, good. Okay.
If you want to read her tweets yourself, you can find links to Ophelia Podolsky's tweets and her grandson Christian's at our blog cbc.ca/spark. Now, appropriately enough, we actually found that story via Twitter. Louise Cote in Kingston sent us a tweet to say we should check out Christian's story. You can follow her at Blanche Maynard. And that's it for Spark this week. The show is made by Dan Miser, Elizabeth Bowie, special guest star Dominic Girard, and me, Nora Young. And by
Christian Payne
and
Sophelia Podolsky.
Have you ever been on the radio before?
Oh, it's a long time ago.
When?
Before the war time.
During the war?
During the war, yes.
What were you doing?
Secret.
Secret things?
Yeah.
Coded messages?
Yeah.
Morse code?
Morse code we do with the lamp.
Are you telling me you're a spy?
See, you never know what you'll find out at Spark. The show is made with Creative Commons music. Find the artist at the blog. Once again, that blog address, cbc.ca/spark.